kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonald with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Wrapping up a very disappointing day, game one of this doubleheader, as the Mets look good early with a 2-0 lead. Ovias was on a roll, but they could not hang on to the lead, and then they could not hang on to the tie and force extras as this game kind of went south in a hurry there in the bottom of the seventh inning. I mean, Loper, fly out and a strikeout, no problem. And then a single by Roberts, the single by McCants, and a single by Sanoha. Bing, bang, boom, it was over. As Loper had retired four straight and then three straight hits does him in. A very surprising outcome as Loper has been so good and Ovias as well. But when it really counted there, Jupiter got the hits and the Mets pitchers did not get the outs. And the Mets also a early lead, 2-0. That's not a big lead, but this Mets team has generally been really good when taking leads in games, especially multi-run leads. So credit to Jupiter for coming back, and the Mets pitchers could not hold the lead, and also the Jupiter relievers as Medina and McCambly combined for three scoreless shutout innings and no-hit innings as well, as the Mets did not get a hit after Martinez had a one-out single in the fourth. And the Mets' last nine batters in a row were retired in this ballgame. Tough to win like that. Always looking to add insurance run, expands the lead. Could not do it. Mets hoping that a two-win lead would be enough. It was not. With the loss, the Mets dropped to 23-40, really hoping to win three games early this week to avoid a 40-loss first half, but that is now out of the question. Jupiter, which had been struggling coming into the game, gets a boost. The Hammerheads are 34-30, too little too late to win the half for them, but they're trying to end it on a positive note. McCambly ends up getting the win. He's now 2-0 in three rehab games. Loper gets the loss. He's now 1-2 on the season. For the Mets, Jet Williams went 2-for-2 with a double and a walk. He reached base all three times. He would have been scheduled to lead off the eighth inning. That's what also stings. You would have had Jet leading off the eighth inning with the go-ahead run at second base. It was all set up for the Mets perfectly if they could have forced extras. Other hits for the Mets from Reimer, Lara, and Martinez. For Jupiter, Sanoha went 3-for-4. Caballero went 1-for-2. Those are two players who have killed the Mets all season, and they did it again today. The Mets want to get off to a good start in the second half. They're going to have to find a way to control the players who hurt them the most. They were unable to do so in this game one, and it ended up costing them the game. Pitchers for the Mets, Reed Foley, a perfect first inning on rehab assignment number two, just 13 pitches. Ovias, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. Loper, an inning and a third, 3 hits, a run, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. For Jupiter, De La Cruz in his team debut, 4 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He was teetering on disaster in the third inning, giving up the consecutive RBI hits to Williams and Reimer. Then he walked Lara. Mets had first and second, 2 outs. Perozzo belted one, a 101 off the bat to straightaway center field. Sanoha made a great catch. If he didn't get that, 2 runs are in. It's a 4-0 Mets lead, and we're probably talking about a Mets win instead of a Jupiter victory. Medina, two scoreless hitless innings with the walk, no strikeouts. McCambi, perfect seventh inning with just nine pitches. Ball game played an hour and 57 minutes. They do not announce attendance until after game two. Speaking of which, game two has been announced at a 6:40 start time, and it will be a seven-inning game. So we will be back on the air at 6:35. John DeStefano will have the pregame show and have the play-by-play for game two. I will chime in as well from time to time, but that is the plan for now. The weather looks good. Should be good to go for an on-time start in game two. We'll pause the broadcast now, come back with the pregame show for game two at 6:30 and first pitch at 6:40.
Hi, hello, and welcome to Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. We're just about set for game two between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. We'd like to welcome all of you who joined us for game one. An exciting game throughout, one in the late stages, in fact, the very last inning by Jupiter. On a slap single to right field by Javier Sanoja to score the final run of the game, Jupiter took this one. Well, the first one, 3-2, as we get set to run it back for a seven-inning affair, the second half of our doubleheader this afternoon. Rain out last night, forcing the double dip, and we'll play a pair of seven-inning games today. Intriguing pitching matchup tonight. Pair of young arms. The youngest being Candido Cuevas, getting the start for the Mets tonight, just 19 years old, out of Bajarona in the Dominican. Of course, part of that great Dominican pipeline the New York team uses so well and so often. Candido comes in with a 1-1 record on the year, 4.61 ERA. Four appearances. Has not faced this Jupiter squad yet this year. And they'll get their first look shortly. On the other side, taking the mound for Jupiter tonight will be 23-year-old Cole Kersiper, a lefty. He's faced this St. Lucie squad twice already this year, getting the better of them both times. He's 2-0 against St. Lucie. He sports a 5-2 record overall with a 4.47 ERA. Was added to the Miami Marlins organization last year in the 12th round. Has had a good season so far. I'd like to introduce my second man in the booth this afternoon. You heard him with the call for the first game, Adam McDonald. Adam, tough loss for the Mets back in the first game. They'll need to turn it around here. Just their one game remaining after this in the first half of the regular season, but they'd like to get things going as they begin the second half.
Yeah, it was a tough finish to that first game for the Mets. They had a 2-0 lead. They had Chandri Foley produce through the first inning. They had Ovias cruising right along and one point in time retired seven in a row. Everything was looking good, but the Hammerheads, you know, they scratched just across enough. They got the home run from Montgomery. They tied the game on a couple of hits in the sixth, and surprisingly they got three straight two-out hits in the seventh. That last one, just a great piece hitting by Sanoja, saw the open hole on the right side, just kind of pushed the ball towards there, knowing he just needed really an infield single or any kind of hit to bring in the winning run. So that was a tough loss for the Mets, considering the two pitchers they had lined up against De La Cruz making his debut for Jupiter. But that's the way baseball is. Sometimes the pitching matchup will favor you extremely and you don't win. And the other time, you know, maybe a matchup like this game too, where you have Kurt Schipper, who's been around a lot longer than Cuevas, has more experience. But Cuevas is pitching well recently, has made a really good appearance here against Palm Beach last week at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So we'll see. The Mets have been really good in doubleheader games all season. They were 5-1 before that loss, and for a long time it looked like they were going to improve to 6-1. So the Mets have been really good this season when they've lost that first game to bounce back in the second game. You recall on a Sunday afternoon in a doubleheader against Jupiter at home, they were pitching with Ovias a perfect game through four innings with a 3-0 lead, ended up losing that game, and then came back and won game two. So that's what they're going to try to do tonight, just rebound. They've done it well all season long, and there's no reason to think that they can't do it again here in game two.
Yep, the best, one of the best in the league this season at doubleheaders so far. Adam mentioned during the first broadcast, before that loss, the Mets were 6-1 coming in. Now 6-2 on the season. We have both managers out for the plate meeting. Nelson Prada for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Gilbert Gomez for the St. Lucie Mets.
Well, that's Yuki De La Cruz. Gilbert's going to be off all week, but he's tuning in. Appreciate Skip being one more listener here on the program.
The national anthem is upon us, so we will pause for that, come right back with the starting lineups and first pitch in this game two between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads, live from Roger Dean Stadium.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
we are just about set for first pitch. Cole Kurcipher out on the mound for Jupiter. And the Mets will bat first. And leading off will be Wilfredo Lara. He stays at second base. Ryland Thomas batting second. He'll stay in center field. Jet Williams played short in the first game. He'll get a break and DH in the three hole. Jacob Reimer will stay at third base and bat fourth. Karell Paz moves from right field to left field. He'll bat fifth. Jose Hernandez did not play in the first game. He will play first base in the second. Yoel Martinez moves back to right field and bats seventh. And Kevin Villavicencio did not play in the first game. He takes his usual spot at short and bats eighth. And Fernando Villalobos takes over the catching duties from Vincent Peroso. He'll bat ninth. So with Kurcipher out on the mound, the Hammerheads defense looks like this. Anoha in center field. Jorge Caballero in right. Trace Luttrell in left. Ian Lewis will play second. Torin Montgomery at first. Christian Rodriguez will play third base. And catching will be Andrew Fernandez. He did not play back in the first game. Jupiter in their home alternates, wearing a solid teal with white pants, black socks. Mets will come out in their road alts with the solid orange, Mr. Met logo on the left chest, gray pants, and blue socks. We've got Wilfredo Lara in the box, awaiting first pitch. And Kirchhoefer delivers. This one skied in the air out past first. Going over for it is Montgomery. Now fading back towards the line and makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Cole Kirchhoefer. We're underway in Jupiter. Time of first pitch, 6:44. Batting second for the Mets, Rylan Thomas at the plate. He looks at a curveball over the plate for strike one. Hirschberg now back to the plate. This one slapped back up the middle on a line and into center field for a base hit. The Mets put a man aboard in the first. That'll bring Jet Williams to the plate.
Well, that's good to see the Mets get an early hit in this game after they did not get a hit after one out in the fourth inning in the first game. Only had one base runner after that, a walk. So an early hit, get off to a good start.
Jet Williams batting, had a terrific game in game one, was 2-for-2 and drew a walk as well. And just continues the absolute tear he has been on. Maintaining that 400-plus on-base percentage nearly the entire year. Now swings at a fastball, broke his bat, fouled away to the right side. That one right off the end. Looks like it took a piece of the cutout off of the bat. It'll head over for a new one.
Jet got on base three times there in the first game. He's now getting on base at a .424 clip. He's only one off the league lead. He raised his on base percentage over 8 points in that three on base game one.
He has been unbelievable this year. The patience at the plate is just exquisite and really showing exactly why he was drafted in this first round last year by the Mets, their second overall pick. Kirchhoefer went over the first there to check Thomas, but nothing doing. It's his first disengagement. Now comes to the plate and misses with ball one. Excuse me, ball two. Count is 2-1 against Williams. Now a small lead for Thomas. Kirchhoefer, the lefty, staring him down. Now comes to the plate and Williams will foul that one directly back. A roof ball. And count moves to 2-2. Mets trying to score early, something they have not been adept at this season. The 2-2 is skied in the air, foul and out of play. William with a terrific habit to not go away in at-bats. Will fight you tooth and nail every step of the way. Looks at an outside changeup. Came in at 83. And Williams, as he is so wont to do, has worked the count full. Now the payoff pitch is swung on and fouled away once again. This can be coming a really good at-bat for Williams. Kirchhoefer about to throw his eighth pitch. Another small lead for Thomas away from first. The 3-2 is outside for ball four. And once again, Williams will take a walk. The Mets have two men on here in the first.
He's been on base now four times today, and with that walk, that is number 46 on the season, comfortably alone in second place in the league.
Seemingly no one able to keep Jet Williams off of first base this season. As Adam mentioned, now a 424 on base percentage. Jacob Reimer at the plate. Probably no one on the St. Lucie Mets hitting the ball as well as he is right now. He's just been tearing the cover off of every baseball he hits lately. Leading the team in batting, 281 on the year. Hit his fourth home run back in the Palm Beach series. Now facing Cole Kersipper with an 0-1 count. Gets underneath a changeup there and fouls it back to the screen. Now Reimer sitting on two strikes. Kersipper trying to keep the Mets off the board here in the first. The 0-2. Check swing, fouled back. Reimer caught just enough to stay alive.
Reimer had his big hit to give the Mets a lead, or a 2-0 lead in the third inning. What I liked is he got to a two-strike count like he is now, and he just checked. He just made sure he hit the ball back up the middle. They didn't try to kill it, just made solid contact.
Another 0-2. This one misses outside. A slider didn't catch the corner. Kersipper already forced into some work this inning. About to throw his 16th pitch. 1-2. Is lifted in the air out past second. Going back for it is Lewis. And he'll be called off as Javier Sanoja makes the catch. So a long run for Sanoja ends in the second out. That'll bring Kirill Paz to the plate.
That was a good pitch. Curveball. Reimer was trying to straighten out. The pitch just got underneath it and popped it way up. So good pitch by Kersipper there after getting ahead in the count to finish off Reimer.
So after allowing the last two men to reach base, Kersipper one out away from getting the Hammerheads out of the inning. The curveball there to Paz, who fouled it back. Paz enjoying good success in what has been limited time this season. Didn't rejoin the team until May, but batting 289 since. Now hits this one on the ground right behind third, fielded there by Rodriguez, who's able to step on the bag for the force to retire the side. The Mets put two on, but strand them both. We go to the bottom of the first with the score tied at zero.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Brett Roberts will lead things off for Jupiter in the bottom of the first. It'll be Roberts, followed by Chase Luttrell, and then Javier Sanoja. 1-2-3 in the order for Jupiter. Candido Cuevas with his opening delivery. Misses high with a fastball at 91. Last time we saw Candido Cuevas was just over a week ago on this very field. He went 4 2/3, allowing just one run against Palm Beach. So trying to put back-to-back good outings together as Robert skies this one out of play down the right side. Count is 1-1 against Roberts. Cuevas with just 4 appearances this season. It has looked pretty good when he's been able to make his pitches. Now the 1-2 to Roberts. He's chopped foul. Count will stay 1-2. Roberts having a very nice year for himself out of the leadoff spot, batting 280. Just one home run, but 22 runs driven in. The 1-2. Fastball missed upstairs for ball two. Now Roberts back in the box. The 2-2 from Cuevas is swung on and missed. Roberts goes down. Cuevas puts away the opening batter with a strikeout. That'll bring Chase Luttrell to the plate. Left-handed batter, batting 265 on the year. Tied for the team lead in home runs with 4. This Jupiter squad, not a powerful one. In fact, very last in the league in home runs with just 25. They get a lot of hits. And once they're able to make their way on, they steal a lot of bases. So a lot of small ball being played effectively here in Jupiter. The 2-0 is swung on and fouled back. Hammerheads fourth in the league in steals with 87 on the year. So they threaten you early and often as soon as they get on base. Cuevas gets a sign. Now delivers the 3-1 low and inside for ball 4. And Luttrell, the first batman on, with a one-out walk. We'll see if Luttrell in motion during this at-bat with Javier Sanoja at the plate. One of a really tough part of the order, the heart of the order for Jupiter. Every one of them can swing the bat. Very effective. One of the highest batting averages in the league, this team. They're, in fact, second in team batting. Now, Sanoja stands in. Cuevas comes to the plate. 80-mile-an-hour curveball drops in for a strike. Decent lead for Luttrell. Cuevas with a glance over to first. Now comes to the dish and misses inside with ball 2. Curveball wrapped around the plate. Bottom of the first here at the Dean. The 2-1 from Cuevas is low and inside for ball 3. Trying to paint the inside corner with a heater. Came in at 93. Now a long hold from Cuevas. Gets it started just in time. And a high chopper will go foul. Good fortune there for St. Lucie. Sanoja had nearly made his way all the way to first by the time that ball came back to the dirt. But it does so just left of the foul line. Javier will make the slow walk back to the batter's box. Now stands in with a full count. Cuevas delivers the payoff pitch. The runner goes. Ball is high and inside for ball four. Sanoja will take a walk. Jupiter has put a man on first and second. So after a leadoff strikeout, Cuevas has walked the next two. That'll bring Jorge Caballero to the plate, not the man you want to face in this situation. No doubt the premier batter in this Jupiter lineup. Leads the team with a .326 average. Three home runs on the year, 32 runs driven in. So a force not to be messed with at the plate. He is definitely one that can make you pay. And now with two on, he'll tangle with Cuevas. Cuevas' first delivery to Caballero falls in for a strike, 80-mile-an-hour curveball right over the heart of the plate. Decent-sized lead at first and second. As Caballero chops one toward third, fielded by Reimer. He steps on third for the out, the throw to first in time. Double play started by Jacob Reimer will end the inning. Good defense there by the Mets to keep runs off the board in a two-man on situation, but we remain tied at zero going to the top of the second.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Jose Hernandez leads things off for the Mets in the top of the second. Both teams put two men on in the first. Neither were able to score. We find ourselves tied at zero. Hernandez fouls the first pitch back. Give both starting pitchers credit, able to pitch themselves out of a couple of jams as Kershaw misses outside with a changeup. Count is 1-1 against Hernandez. Now looks on the outside corner, that's fouled back. Count moves to 1-2. 1-2 is upstairs for ball two. 89-mile-an-hour changeup was too high. Now a curveball drops in for a delayed call strike three. As Hernandez goes down, didn't look like he knew he struck out at first. A late call from plate umpire Justin Hopkins. That's Kirsipper's first strikeout of the day. Now Yerel Martinez at the plate. Looks at a changeup outside for ball one. Kirsipper working quickly. Goes downstairs, but swing and a miss for strike one. So Martinez tried to pick that one off his shoe tops. 1-1. Misses inside. A slider at 79. Now the 2-1 delivery is slapped foul. It's Kirsipper, now that he's found his groove, wasting no time working to Martinez. He's been starting his delivery with 7 on the pitch clock. He does so here. This one hit on the ground towards first. Fielded easily by Torin Montgomery, who steps on the bag for the first out. Well, correction, the second out. That'll bring Kevin Villavicencio to the plate. Did not play the first game. He's had an up and down sort of year at the plate. Talked about it back on Sunday. We last saw him play. Good contact hitter. Not much power to speak of, but will surprise you every now and then with an extra base hit. He's got a lot of speed. Once he gets going, very aggressive base runner. Now the 1-1 is cut on and missed. Kirsipper had Villavicencio fooled with a changeup. Now Kevin will take his only timeout. Find his way back into the box. 1-2 from Kirsipper. He's cut on and hit foul down the right side. Nobody on, two outs, top of the second. Kirsipper trying to get out of the inning. 1-2 misses outside. Back to a changeup there. Now delivers the 2-2, and that's ripped towards third, fielded by Rodriguez. The throw to first is in time, and the Mets go down in order 1-2-3. Jupiter will send Luis Rodriguez and Spawn to the plate when we come back.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Ian Lewis will lead things off for Jupiter as we begin the bottom of the second. Lewis was 1-for-4 in the first game before being replaced by Tanner Allen. Now he'll face Candido Cuevas, who spikes the first pitch in the dirt at 81. Lewis, a 227 batter on the year. The 1-0. It's over for a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball caught the outside corner. Cuevas is 1-1, is flared and falling into left field for a base hit. A bloop single sees the leadoff man on for Jupiter as Christian Rodriguez comes to the plate. First pitch from Cuevas is a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. It's a small lead from Lewis away from first. Now breaking towards second. Ball is chopped on the ground and fielded, well fielded there at first by Hernandez. And now they've got Lewis, who took a big turn at second, caught in a rundown, chased by Villavicencio. The tag applied, no call. As a lunging Villavicencio
called him safe,
attempted to get Lewis on the backside with his right-handed glove, but no call was made, so safe at third.
Well, you got weird thing. You had two umpires there at third base. You had the home plate umpire at third base and foul ground. You had the base umpire behind the play by shortstop. The base umpire made the safe call. Now, Villavicencio fielded that ball, and he ran down Lewis, appeared to get him on the backside, but he could have easily dumped that ball off to Reimer. Instead, he tried to run it himself. He'd take throwing the ball out of the equation. But, yeah, he kind of brought it into the umpire's realm to make the call of safe because he didn't hand that ball off. So the Mets, that was a chance for two outs, inning over, or nobody on. Instead, you got a runner at third and one out. So that worked out in a great way for the Hammerheads. The misplay on the bases by Lewis actually went in his favor. He got lucky.
Almost a mistake there by Lewis, but very fortunate to be standing on third as Spahn digs in. He looks at a called strike. Count is 1-1 against Harrison Spahn.
Lewis is fast. Villavicencio is fast. I'm sure Villavicencio thought he got him. Probably did. But you have to live with the call.
The 1-1 skips away, but handled by Hernandez before it can leave the circle, keeping Lewis at third. That was a called strike. So 1-2 against Spahn. The pitch is swung on, chopped on the ground towards Reimer. The run will score. The throw to first is in time, but Ian Lewis provides the open to the scoring for Jupiter as they take a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Mets infield playing in, trying to prevent the run. Chopping ground ball right to Reimer, but hit too slowly to try to go home. It was a good read by Lewis off the bat. Knew if he broke right away, he would score. So that decision by Villavicencio to try to run down Lewis instead of tossing it off to Reimer for the easy out comes back and burns the Mets. Should be out of the inning.
Instead, Jupiter enjoying a 1-0 lead. Torin Montgomery at the plate. He's having himself a fine year, batting 308, and slaps that one back up into center field for a base hit.
Candido Cuevas lucky that he didn't get hit in the head on that comebacker. That was smoked.
Yep, that one just over Cuevas' head as it whizzed by. Montgomery took a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, send it right back up the middle. He'll send Andrew Fernandez to the plate. Did not play in the first game. Light hitter, batting 196 on the year. Looks at the first pitch from Cuevas, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike. So Cuevas trying to get the Mets out of the inning with just one run plated. And there's a curveball ripped towards Reimer at third. He was unable to make the squeeze. Ball skipped away, and both runners will make it safely.
Reimer did great work all first game on those backhand plays. This one took a one hop and he backhanded. I think it was slower than he thought because he kind of froze and backed up on it. It took the bounce and he almost jabbed it with his mitt, trying to spear it instead of just letting it come to him. So I don't think he got the great read on the bounce. Maybe the infield dirt being rewatered makes it softer. But that was a misjudgment. And I believe that's going to be an error.
Yeah, that one was on him in a hurry. I think the bounce was sort of in between, but it's a play you normally expect Jacob Reimer to come up with.
He made much tougher plays all first game. So, with a young pitcher like Cuevas in the mound, just 19 years old, on the road, he's already given up a run this inning on a misplay on the defense. You'd like to make as many plays behind him as you can.
So top of the order for Jupiter, Brett Roberts back at the plate. Struck out in his first at-bat in the first inning. Now facing an 0-2 count. Montgomery away from second. Pitch comes in outside for ball one. Davis went back to the fastball there. Couldn't catch the outside corner. Another good-sized lead for Montgomery away from second. Fernandez away from first, not being held on. As Cuevas misses with a curveball. That was down and away, ball two. Cuevas comes set. Now delivers. And this one's chopped back up towards the mound. Gets passed. Now fielded and thrown not in time. As Wilfredo Lara tried to make a hard charge past second base, but could not beat a speedy Rhett Roberts to the bag.
No, no chance on that play right there. And I think Yuki De La Cruz, the acting manager, is going to come out. Nobody's warming in the bullpen. I think this is a pump him up slash give him a breather because nothing that he has done in this inning, Candido Cuevas, has really been his fault. I mean, the sharp single up the middle by Montgomery was well struck, but you had the play that he should have gotten two outs on with Vivasencio, didn't make the play. You had Reimer make an error. That little infield dribbler could have been an out against a slower runner. So I think Yuki just reminding him, hey, you're pitching well. Just some things have gone against you this inning. And he's still got an opportunity to get out of the inning with only one run allowed. But a couple of more big hits here or there, and this one could get away. So I think that's a well-timed visit from the acting manager.
We'll see how Cuevas does now with the bases loaded. Two outs facing Chase Luttrell.
Back to that prior hit right over the mound. Lara, I think he or Viva Sensi would have loved to wait for that ball to come all the way to the bag so they could just step on second for the force, but I think Hernandez, the catcher, was going to beat them there. They had to rush to get to the ball first.
Cuevas misses again with the second pitch in a row. Two curveballs, both came in low. Count is 2-0 against Luttrell. Now the 2-0 misses inside for ball three.
Well, the fastball's been his best pitch and his most well-located pitch, so I was surprised with the bases loaded to see him come out and throw a couple of pitches he doesn't have quite the command with yet.
Big pitch here. The 3-0 is low for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Luttrell will score Montgomery from third. And Jupiter has a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second.
That'll be an unearned run after the error by Reimer. Just think where this inning could be after the base runner Lewis made that bad turn at second. The Mets had him at first and between second and third.
And quickly, things can change for St. Lucie. Bases still full of hammerheads. It's Fernandez on third, Roberts on second, Luttrell on first. Javier Sanoja at the plate. Cuevas has already fallen behind 1-0. Now drops in a slider for a strike at 81. Trying to keep this one close here in the bottom of the second. Gets a sign he likes from Hernandez. Now delivers. Big swing and a miss on a pitch low and inside for strike two. Sanoja will take his time out. Looked like he twisted himself into a knot on that swing.
The Mets want to gain some kind of momentum back in this game. They have to retire Sanoja here. He's been their Hammerhead's best player across the doubleheader so far, reaching 4 to 5 times.
The 1-2 from Cuevas is swung on and hit in the air towards right field. Coming on for it is Martinez, unable to make a sliding catch. The throw to second is not in time. Two runs will cross the plate.
Yeah, just three runs.
Make that three runs. All three will cross the plate.
Yeah,
as Sanoja into second with a very awkward double, but
well,
one that drives in three to make this a 5-0 ball game in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, the wheels have fallen off for the Mets defense this inning, no question about it. That was a fly ball that Martinez got a late break on, a bad read. Wilfredo Lahr, the second baseman, not used to playing second, bailed too early. Bailed too early on that one. He should have kept going and had it himself.
And now the throw down to third, as Sanoja trying to swipe third is in time. Good throw there by Jose Hernandez to finally get the Mets out of the inning, but not before five big Jupiter runs score in the bottom of the second. They will take a five-run lead at the top of the third.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College.
Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Stadium as we begin the top of the third inning. John DeStefano along for the ride with you. Mets trailing 5-0 after a huge bottom of the second inning put on by Jupiter batting. Most of that damage coming with two outs after a questionable decision in the field by Kevin Villavicencio. Trying to apply the tag to a speedy Ian Lewis as he made his way to third base after overrunning second. Could have gotten the Mets out of the inning. But the call at third was safe. The Hammerheads would go on to score five runs. Fernando Villalobos quickly down on strikes. Didn't even get a chance to introduce him. Just took three pitches for Villalobos to take a seat. That'll bring Wilfredo Lara to the plate. He swings at the first pitch he sees. Hard on the ground towards short. Fielded there by Spawn, who was able to make the throw in time for the second out. So in short order, two Mets quickly down in the inning, bringing Ryland Thomas to the plate. Thomas batting 308 in his young season. Missed a couple of weeks at the end of April and early May. He's done very well since. Thomas 1-for-1 on the day. Hit a single back in the first. Now ahead in the count, 2-0. Now hits the next pitch he sees, a chopper towards first, fielded by Montgomery, who takes it himself. And Jupiter sits the Mets down 1-2-3. Cole Kersiber going very well. No runs on just one hit through three. It'll be Caballero back at the plate, followed by Lewis and then Rodriguez at the bottom of the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Jorge Caballero at the plate, who will lead things off for Jupiter, the bottom of the third. Looked at the first pitch, now swings through a fastball that was out over the plate. Count 1-1 against Caballero. Had his bat interrupted back in the last inning when Javier Sanoja was caught swiping third. After a huge five-run inning by Jupiter, which made the score 5-0, and that's where we pick things up. Now the 2-1 falls in for a called strike, 78-mile-an-hour curveball. Cuevas has had some issues locating his breaking pitches, but dropped in a nice one there. Caballero takes a timeout. Now back in the box, awaits the 2-2 from Cuevas. This one spiked in the dirt for ball three. Cuevas trying to bounce back after a tough inning, and as Adam said, one that is not entirely his fault, one you can't put much of the blame, if any, on Cuevas. And this one hit through the hole and into right field for a base hit. So the leadoff man on once again for Jupiter. That'll send Ian Lewis to the plate. Lewis also 1-for-1 on the day. Started off that big second inning with a single. Now with man on, nobody out, Jupiter trying to add to their lead. As Cuevas misses downstairs with a changeup for ball one. Lewis, a left-handed batter. We have a couple in the lineup. Now throw behind by Hernandez is not in time. Trying to catch Caballero napping at first. Not an easy task. Caballero, who did not have a big lead, also very quick on his feet. Cuevas glances over at first, comes to the plate, and this one's skied in the air by Lewis, fading foul, and it will get out of play. Count 2-1 against Lewis as he finds himself back in the box. Waiting this next Cuevas delivery. Cuevas comes set at the chest. Now comes to the plate outside for ball three. 88-mile-an-hour changeup. Couldn't find the corner. Now with a 3-1 count. Cuevas some set once again. Now checks over to first. That's his second disengagement. Very casual throw over. Caballero knows his next disengagement will have to be a true pickoff. As Cuevas comes to the plate outside ball four. Couldn't locate his fastball there. He'll send Lewis down to first with a walk. Once again, Jupiter with a man on first and second. Nobody out. Christian Rodriguez at the plate. Now Hernandez will go and have a talk with Cuevas. Mets have already used a couple of mound visits this game. Justin Hopkins on his way out to break this one up. Hernandez now making the slow walk back behind the plate as Christian Rodriguez stands in. Rodriguez 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out to first an inning ago. Now with two men on, nobody out, good opportunity for Jupiter to add to their already large lead. First pitch from Cuevas, misses low for ball one. Still trying to establish the curveball. He has had difficulty locating that pitch all afternoon. Glance back to second, now to the plate, and this one hit on a nose towards left field, driving Martinez back. He'll turn and look, it bounces off the wall. On his way home is Sanoja, he'll score. On his way to second is Rodriguez, and Jupiter now with a 6-0 lead. And runners on second and third as Lewis advanced on the play. That was actually Caballero who scored. So Jupiter extends their lead 6-0. Still has not made out here in the bottom of the third. And the skies, which were already darkening for the Mets, grow even darker here as Cuevas really struggling, and now he'll plunk Harrison Spahn with the first pitch. See, certainly not intentional. It was a curveball that never moved. Got Spahn right on the meaty part of the backside. And with first base open, Cuevas has walked the bases loaded. And the Mets do have a man warming in the bullpen. Pitching coach Dan McKinney on his way out to have a talk with Cuevas. Mets do not have a reliever ready, so this will just be a visit. But Candido Cuevas now really struggling through the latter part of last inning, and now still has not been able to make a put out here in the third. So the Mets, this already starting yet to get ugly, trying to maintain any outside chance of getting themselves back in this game, but they cannot allow any more runs to cross this inning. That is going to be a tall order for Candido Cuevas. As Coach McKinney back in the dugout and Torn Montgomery in the box. He takes the first pitch he sees, a bouncer over third base, but that is foul. Very lucky there for St. Lucie that that was not a fair ball. That would have been multiple more runs for Jupiter. Torin Montgomery had eyes for second bases as he was tearing his way out of the box. But now facing an 0-1 count. And now drives one to the gap in left center. And that will get down for extra bases. Sending it in is Thomas. Now the relay throw to home will be cut off. And Luttrell looks like fell, or Rodriguez looks like fell down. They've got him in a rundown between third and home. And they will make the play and tag him out for the first out. As he made a big turn around third. It's actually Spahn who was caught between third and home. So the Mets do a good job of finishing off that pickle, but three more runs have scored for Jupiter now in the bottom of the third, making this an 8-0 ball game. Still threatening with a man on second. As Montgomery credited with a two-run scoring double. Andrew Fernandez at the plate. As Cuevas continuing to fight his way through this one. Chops that one foul down the third baseline. Fernandez batting ninth. Got on with an error in the second inning. That one that was hit hard at Jacob Reimer and ate him up. Now swings through a fastball at 91 and takes his time out. Count is 1-2 against Fernandez. Cuevas with just one strikeout so far today. Looking for another one here. The 1-2 is outside for ball two. He missed with a fastball. There has not been one pitch yet today. Cuevas has been able to locate with any sort of consistency. Now tries a curveball, and that's slapped in the air and caught. at first by Jose Hernandez. So for the second putout, Hernandez with a weak line drive. Top of the order now for Jupiter. Brett Roberts back at the plate. 1-for-1 on the day with a single and a strikeout. Looks at a called strike at 80 as Cuevas drops in a curveball. Now with the man on second, Cuevas delivers the 0-1. That also falls in for a called strike. Same pitch, same speed. Cuevas trying to get the Mets out of the inning. Maybe too little too late already, even though it's just the bottom of the third. That one's chopped away foul by Roberts. Roberts, good patience at the plate for a leadoff hitter. Does plenty of damage when he swings the bat, but looks at strike three. It's a curveball caught the outside corner for Cuevas. But Jupiter scores three in the inning, extending their lead to 8-0. And in a shortened game, time already starting to run out on the Mets. They're going to need some runs quick, fast, and in a hurry. It'll be Williams, Reimer, and Paz when we come back.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jet Williams leading things off for the Mets in the top of the fourth. And swings at underneath the first pitch he sees, flings his bat over the Jupiter dugout. That has affected Jet a couple of times this season. His inability to grip his bat. Now asking one of the Jupiter bat boys for some sticky spray. He'll apply that to both gloves before grabbing hold once again of his implement. And now stands back in. Hopefully a little sure grip this time. He looks at a fastball, a called strike from Kersipper. Count 1-2 now against Williams. Kersipper working quickly, goes upstairs with a changeup for ball two. Williams 0-for-1 on the day. Drew a walk back in the first. Now stings one in the air to right field. Coming over for it is Luttrell. Now fading back, and he'll make the catch. Williams gives one a ride for a long out. That'll bring Jacob Reimer to the plate.
Jacob Reimer.
Reimer, a 280 batter on the year, 0 for 1 on the day, flew out to center field. Looks at a changeup low for ball one. Reimer, eager to make up for that error he made back in the second inning. That continued the inning for Jupiter. It allowed an avalanche of runs to cross as he swings through and pulls off a curveball. Count 1-2 now against Reimer. He'll take a timeout to readjust his equipment. Now digs back in. Kersiper immediately to the plate, swung on and hit out towards right field. Coming on is Luttrell. Under it now, and he makes the catch for the second out. So two fly ball outs, both caught by right fielder Chase Luttrell. It brings Karel Paz to the plate. Now lefty on lefty as Kersiper pours over a strike. 78-mile-an-hour curveball catches the outside corner. Comes right back with the 0-1. Hit back to the screen by Paz. Kersiper quickly ahead 0-2. Now one strike away from getting the Mets down in order for the third straight inning. Kersiper is 0-2. He's fouled sharply away by Paz. Defensive swing there by Karel. That changeup was headed for the inside corner. Now another 0-2 from Kersiper. And he hits Paz on the elbow. He tried to get the curveball that didn't drop in for him. In fact, never moved. Stung Paz right on the padding. So Mets with a base runner here in the fourth. Jose Hernandez at the plate. Mets will take base runners any way they can get them right now. But with two outs, going to need some good at-bats to try and cut into this very large Jupiter lead. Kersiper was able to get a called strike from an 88-mile-an-hour changeup. He comes back. He misses outside with a slider. Just a glance over at first at Paz. Now to the dish. This is inside with a curveball. Kersiper very comfortable pitching from well in front. Able to just relax and sling them in there. Hernandez hits the 2-1 on the ground directly at Christian Rodriguez, who's able to make the force at second for the third out. Mets strand a runner. Have not been able to score against Cole Kersiper, who has been terrific so far. Just one hit through four. Jupiter enjoying an 8-0 lead.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey,
kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano joining you live from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. The Jupiter Hammerheads leading the St. Lucie Mets 8-0. St. Lucie with a new pitcher out on the mound. Jojo Rodriguez delivers to Chase Luttrell, takes the first pitch he sees into left field and down for a base hit. Third inning in a row, Jupiter puts their leadoff man on, each reaching base with a single. So not the welcome to the game Jojo Rodriguez wanted. Now facing Javier Sanoja. He spikes this one in the dirt. It gets away and out of the circle. Villalobos unable to keep that one in front of him. Down to second goes Luttrell. Mets with all kinds of problems today. That one's going to go down as a wild pitch against Rodriguez. Campaign Villalobos for a pitch that was spiked in front of the plate. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air. He'll get out of play down the right side. Sanoja with a great game so far here in the second affair. 1-for-1 with a walk. Drove in 3 with that double back in the second before he himself was caught stealing third. The 0-1 is hit on a line and will get past Martinez in right. Luttrell coming around third. He will score. Sanoja on his horse, rounding second, digging for third. He will slide in safely with a triple. Another run scores for Jupiter. 9-0 is... And this is just becoming a laugher now at Roger Dean. It's the Mets unable to keep runs off the board. This Jupiter lineup just teeing off. Things don't get any easier for Jojo Rodriguez. Jorge Caballero at the plate. One for two on the day. Hit a single back in the third. This one comes in high, gets away from Villalobos, but able to go out and recover it before Sanoja can come home and score and do more damage. So Rodriguez trying to steady himself out on the mound. Already faced a couple of tough batters. Facing now the toughest one in the lineup in Jorge Caballero. Does get a fastball over for a called strike. Count 1-1. Now the pitch. Swung on and fouled away for strike two. So Rodriguez looking to record his first out. Hammerheads looking for more runs. Caballero awaits the 1-2. Rodriguez to the plate is upstairs for ball two. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the letters. JoJo looks in for a sign from Villalobos, comes set at the belt, delivers to the plate, and that one's low and away for ball three. But a balk was called before the pitch, so Sanoha will score from third, as there may have been a flinch before the delivery by Rodriguez. Hammerheads now have reached double digits, a 10-0 ball game. This one chopped out past the mound and through for a base hit. Everything going the Hammerheads' way in this one. That one had eyes for center field. Caballero on with his second base hit of the afternoon. Correction of this game. Now Ian Lewis at the plate.
Nice. There we go.
Lewis 1-for-1 on the day with a single and a walk. Trying to keep this good feeling going for Jupiter. And he stings one on a rope, but foul down the left field line. Rodriguez searching for something, anything, that'll record an out right now. As they have seemed few and far between for St. Lucie on defense. Both he and Candido Cuevas having less than ideal outings. The 1-2 is stung into the gap in left center, in right center, and that will get all the way through to the wall. Coming around to score is Caballero. On his way to third is Lewis with a stand-up triple. Make that 2-3 baggers in the inning for the Hammerheads, one by Sanoha, and now two batters later, Lewis makes his way to third. And all four batters have made on to start the inning for the Hammerheads. And they look absolutely unstoppable right now, an 11-0 lead. That's right, 11 runs on 11 hits. Aided by a Jacob Reimer error back in the second, but other than that, it has been all Jupiter. And they are just hammering St. Lucie pitching right now. Rodriguez ahead in the count, 0-2 against Rodriguez, and he gets Christian out in front of a changeup for strike three. So finally, for Rodriguez, an out recorded in the inning. With Harrison Spahn at the plate, 0-for-1 on the day, was hit by a pitch back in the third. Now looking to use his bat here in the bottom of the fourth. And does so, puts one in the air to left. Gathering under it is Paz. Tagging from third is Lewis. The throw is late. And Lewis has scored Jupiter's 12th run of the day. And we have not yet completed four innings. Sack fly for Harrison Spahn brings home Lewis, who have plated four in the inning. And Torin Montgomery at the plate. who is also having himself a day. He's 2 for 2 with a single and a double. Rodriguez comes upstairs with ball one. And now drops a curveball in that Montgomery swings through for strike one. Big cut there for Montgomery. Why not? It's a good time for it. As Rodriguez misses again inside with a changeup. Very labored delivery now by Rodriguez as he misses outside in the dirt. Not where he wanted to put that 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-1 the count against Montgomery. Two gone, bottom of the fourth. 12-0 lead for the Hammerheads. The 3-1 is low for ball four. And Rodriguez has issued his second walk of the afternoon. And Montgomery continues his great day. He's made on all three times he's come to the plate. Now Andrew Fernandez batting in the ninth hole at the dish. He's 0-2 on the day. Now puts this one through the hole and into left field for a base hit. Every Hammerhead now getting into the action as Fernandez with that single leaves just one Jupiter batter to not reach base safely so far this afternoon. Now pitching coach Dan McKinney out for what feels like the 100th conference already this afternoon for St. Lucie. But in reality, I believe it's number 5. Umpire Justin Hopkins will speed things along. Fernando Villalobos will pound his mitt into the chest of Rodriguez, saying, "Hey, buddy, we need to get out of this inning." Things have certainly gotten ugly for St. Lucie. After what was looking like a good start for Candido Cuevas before things just imploded for him in the second inning. And now here in the third and fourth, things not going any better for Jojo Rodriguez. Top of the order once again for Jupiter. Brett Roberts at the plate. 1-for-3 on the day. Pair of strikeouts. Sandwiching a single back in the second. Looks at a pitch low and outside for ball two. But on appeal, they say he did go around. He was unable to hold up his swing. Didn't look like he offered much at that, but they say the bat went too far around. So, a gift there from Roberts. The count is 1-1. And this one spiked in the dirt. It gets away from Villalobos. But it didn't look like Montgomery saw it very well. He'll stay at second. Count now 2-1 against Roberts. It's Rodriguez trying to get the Mets out of the inning. The 2-1 is low for ball three as Rodriguez went back to a fastball and Roberts will take a timeout. Hear a lot of support for Rodriguez from the crowd. Now a ball got through one of the backup catchers for St. Lucie in the bullpen. We'll have a pause in the action. ball boy able to clean that one up. We can resume play. The 3-1 from Rodriguez is swung on and laced into center field, down for a base hit. Coming around to score is Montgomery. On his way to third is Fernandez. He makes the turn. He gets sent home. He'll score. And Roberts slides in safely into third with another triple. Just an unbelievable inning at the plate for Jupiter as they have now batted around Chase Luttrell at the plate for his second at bat here in the fourth. Hammerheads with three triples, if you can believe it. Sanoha, Lewis, and now Roberts into the action. He stands on third. Luttrell at the plate. Rodriguez got a changeup over for a called strike. The 0-1 to Luttrell is swung on and missed for strike two. And now in a 14-0 ball game, Rodriguez really out of self-preservation wants himself out of the inning because this one just exploding his ERA right now as Luttrell able to get a piece. That one caught a piece of home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. He looks to be okay. But he'll take a walk now in a short conference with field umpire Carr Crowell. Looks like he's going to be okay. He's going to take his time. With everything in order, Hopkins able to put that mask on and assume the position once again behind Fernando Villalobos. Chase Luttrell digs back in. And Rodriguez ahead in the count 0-2. Trying to get the Mets out of the inning. Luttrell hits one in the air towards center. Hard run and not going to get there is Thomas. As that bounces between he and Karel Paz, Luttrell on his way to second with a stand-up single or stand-up double. Roberts scored on the play, and that makes it 15-0 Jupiter. Absolutely not one thing has gone right for the Mets since the second inning. And that's going to be the last pitch that Jojo Rodriguez throws. Boy, what a tough outing he's had. Just not the appearance you expect to see out of him. 7 runs plated here in the fourth inning. The Mets trailing 15-0. Boy, this has become a really tough outing for everyone involved. Mets will have a new pitcher on the mound when we come back.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs. eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Bailey Reed takes the ball for St. Lucie. We are still in the bottom of the fourth inning. What a wild bottom of the fourth it has been. Jupiter sending 10 men to the plate so far. They have scored 7 runs. Javier Sanoja at the plate as he skies this one out past first. Into foul territory goes Hernandez, but that will get out of play. So Reed trying to clean things up to get the Mets out of the inning, but this, boy, this one really got away from the Mets. The trouble really started in the second, and the trouble has continued into the third and fourth. What can you say in a 15-run ball game? The 0-1 from Reed misses inside. 86-mile-an-hour slider. Sanoja trying to continue this string of men on base for Jupiter. The last four have made on safely. He cuts hard on a fastball there. It's foul tipped into the mitt. Count 2-2 against Sanoja. Glance back at Luttrell at second. Now no pitch. And did not get the pitch off in time, says Justin Hopkins at home. So an automatic ball called. That moves the count to 3-2. Sanoja now awaits the payoff pitch. It comes from Reed. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And Reed has pitched the Mets finally, mercifully, out of the inning, but not before 7 more runs cross the plate. Jupiter enjoying their largest lead all season here at the Dean.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yero Martinez leads things off for St. Lucie in the top of the fifth. And what has been a very difficult game, too, for everyone concerned in an orange uniform. Certainly not the result the Mets are used to getting as of late. You mentioned their big midseason turnaround on the last couple of broadcasts. Of course, 8-29 through mid-May, 15-11 since, as Martinez skies this one into foul territory behind third base. Easy play for Christian Rodriguez for the first out. It'll send Kevin Villavicencio to the plate for his second at bat. Grounded out to third, back in the second inning. But these Mets batters having a time of it against a very, very effective Cole Kersipper, who has been lights out through four and a third innings so far. Gets an 86-mile-an-hour slider over for a called strike. Not facing the heart of the order right now against this lineup. Good turn and throw on a hard hit ball by Villavicencio. As Christian Rodriguez able to make the throw to first for the second out. Third baseman responsible for both putouts so far in the inning. We'll send ninth batter Fernando Villalobos at the plate. Kersipper trying to make quick work of the Mets in yet another inning. He sat them down in order in the second and third and has allowed just one base runner since the first. That was a walk issued to Karel Paz in the fourth. Now gets one over for a called strike, 87-mile-an-hour changeup. Count 2-1 against Villalobos. Misses away with ball three. Villalobos had his biggest hit all season here at the Dean. Last series against Palm Beach. Surprised, I think, everyone in the stadium on Sunday in an 8-6 ball game. Went yard over the right field wall for his first home run of the year. But in a year at the plate that has been otherwise devoid of highlights. Batting just 122 on the season. Now the 3-2 misses outside for ball four. And Villalobos on with a walk. So Wilfredo Lara will bring us back to the top of the order for St. Lucie. Lara 0-2 on the day. Having a really nice string of games through the middle of the month before cooling down a bit. Now batting 235 on the season. Still leads the team with 7 home runs. Looks at a couple of pitches away from Kersipper. Trying to get himself through his 5th inning of work, which would put him in line for the win. Already had 2 wins this year over St. Lucie. This one stung in the air towards center. Sanoha came on and then backed off. Looks like he misjudged it a bit, but able to make the catch for the third out. And Kersipper still holding the Mets to just one hit through 5. He's got a 15-run lead from his teammates on the Hammerheads.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Leading off for Jupiter is pinch hitter Noah Williamson. Batting in the four hole now, replacing Jorge Caballero. Caballero exits after a 2-for-3 game. He had a pair of singles, scored a run in the fourth. And now hands things over to Noah Williamson. Williamson, pretty crazy stat line, batting just 089 on the year, but with three home runs. Skies that one over to right field, easy play there for Yero Martinez. One gone in the bottom of the fifth. That'll send Ian Lewis to the plate. Has not made out yet this game. Has made his way on with a walk, a single, and a triple. And this one spiked in the dirt. It hits Lewis. So Ian Lewis on his way down to first for his with a fourth time today. He has proved an impossible out so far. Of course, that triple being part of that unbelievable previous inning for Jupiter. One of three triples in the inning. They plated seven runs in just impressive, dominating fashion. Christian Rodriguez at the plate. He's 1-for-3 on the day with a double. And takes an 89-mile-an-hour changeup into right field. That's down for a base hit. Lewis speeding his way around the bases. Rounding third, he'll score, and Rodriguez all the way into third with, are you ready for this, the fourth triple of the afternoon for Jupiter. They have found the deepest parts of the ballpark and attacked them relentlessly this afternoon. Every hit seemingly into the gap for the Hammerheads. And they have been stung with authority. Now, Harrison Spahn at the plate. His read. Trying to just get through this. As no one seems safe right now out on the mound for St. Lucie. Spahn swings through a curveball there. 16-0 is the lead for Jupiter. The 0-2 from Reed. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And for just the fourth time today, a Jupiter Hammerhead retired on strikes.
64. Now batting for the first baseman.
Torin Montgomery will come back up for his fourth at bat. He also has not made out today. And he's made his way on with a walk, a single, and a double. With that strikeout, Harrison Spahn remains the only hammerhead to not reach base safely in this game. Reed's 1-0 to Montgomery is low for ball two. Dialed it up to 94, but couldn't locate the fastball. Glance over to third. Now comes to the plate. Big hook for a strike. 86-mile-an-hour curveball fell in. Reed getting a little support from the crowd late in a lost ball game as he gets one over for a called strike. Count now 2-2 against Montgomery. He's trying to keep this inning going for Jupiter. The 2-2 from Reed. Just missed upstairs with ball three. Reed went back to the breaking pitch. That one was just a bit high. Hammerheads with 16 runs on 15 hits so far. The 3-2 is outside, ball four. Montgomery with his second walk of the afternoon. He is 2-for-2 with a pair of free passes. Now Andrew Fernandez back at the plate, batting in the ninth spot. Got on with a single back in the fourth as part of that cavalcade of runs. Reed missed with a fastball there. The 1-0 is swung on and missed. Count now even at 1-1. Fernandez stands back in. Runners at the corners for Jupiter. It's Rodriguez on third, Montgomery on first. Fernandez stings one down the line, but foul. Now awaits the 1-2 from Reed. Couple of shakeoffs from Reed before time called at the plate by home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. With everything reset, Reed sets at the belt and delivers. And that one fouled back. Count stays at 2-2. Fernandez looking for his second hit of the day. Reed trying to get the Mets out of the inning. The 2-2. Swung on and fouled back to the screen once again. Fernandez doing a good job to stay alive in this at-bat. He's fouled off three straight pitches. And another ball got out loose from the bullpen. Got one of our ball boys back behind the main home plate to collect it before we can continue. One of the troubles of having those bullpens out there near the field of play. 1-2 from Reed misses outside. Count now 2 balls and 2 strikes against Fernandez. Reed sets once again. Now delivers high and inside for ball 3. That curveball got away from him. Almost got away from Villalobos. He was able to make a one-handed stab at it. Now Fernandez has worked the count full. The payoff pitch is outside for ball 4. Reed missed the corner with a fastball. And the Hammerheads have loaded the bases again. So 2 straight walks issued by Bailey Reed with 2 outs allowed this inning to continue. We'll go back to the top of the order. And Brett Roberts will be pinch hit for. It'll be Spencer Bromwell who will take his turn. Manager Nelson Prada beginning to empty his bench, trying to get his players some more quality at bats against good competition in this game. Bromwell batting just 125 on the season. So he'll stand in and take his cuts against Reed. Now the 1-0. And a bad swing and a miss there from Bromwell as it was spiked in the dirt well off the plate. And he gave Reed a gift there. So Bromwell trying to do what he can to put even more runs on the board for Jupiter. The 1-1. Misses outside. Slider couldn't catch the corner for Reed. So with all these runs, turning this 7-inning game into a long one, as this one gets away from Villalobos. Coming home to score is Rodriguez, and the score now 17-0, Jupiter. Murphy's Law is certainly in effect for St. Lucie. If it can go wrong, it has in this game. Both runners on base advancing on the wild pitch. Montgomery now standing on third. Fernandez moved up to second. And Bramwell still at the plate, awaiting the 3-1. And this is high for ball 4, and the nightmare afternoon continues as Bailey Reed now finding himself in trouble locating. We'll have another visit. It looks like that might be the last pitch Reed has thrown. And it is. Signal for the righty to the bullpen as Reed will exit with one full inning, but 2 runs score. And he leaves with the Jupiter leading 17-0. St. Lucie will have a new pitcher when we come back.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
And you are New pitcher out on the mound for St. Lucie. It's 24-year-old Elliot Johnstone. Right-hander out of Auckland, New Zealand. Played in the Australian Baseball League, was added to the Mets as a free agent in 2021. Comes in a very unenviable spot for a pitcher, but one that is largely pressure-free, with the game well out of reach, even though the bases are loaded for Jupiter. All of those runs potentially will belong to Bailey Reed. And the Mets needing just one out to get out of this inning. Chase Rutrell back at the plate. And like a couple of his compatriots, has also not made out today. He's gotten on twice with a walk, once with a single, and once with a double in the last inning. Now looks at a pitch outside for ball one. Count is 1-1 against Luttrell. He's raised his average up to 275 this game. Johnstone goes downstairs for ball one. Mets looking for a pitcher who can come in and throw strikes. It's something they have not been able to do so far today. Lucher stings one in the air towards center field. Coming over for it is Thomas. He's able to make the catch and the final out of the inning. But Jupiter scores two to add to their lead. It's a 17-0 ball game when we come back to the top of the sixth.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Stadium. John DeStefano alongside once again with Adam McDonald.
What the heck? I'm back. What happened?
Well, when you left, we had a ball game. Since then, I'm not sure what happened. But
well, I left. The last I left is that was the... The bases loaded, two outs, and there was that fly ball out to shallow right center that Lara and Martinez did not communicate well on. Since it was two outs, everybody was running on contact. They all scored. And that made it 2-0 to 5-0. And you felt at 2-0, the game was not in a great spot, especially considering the Mets should have been out of the inning with nothing. I took a walk around Abacoa, the neighborhood here at Roger Dean. To be honest, I wasn't listening to the broadcast. I was just trying to decompress a little bit. I come back up in the booth, I look out the window, and I see 15-0. And I thought, what happened? And then I started reading the box score to catch up on my my book, and I saw what happened. I read it. I did not have to witness it like you. My apologies.
Certainly tough watch for all the Mets fans here in attendance.
Tough listen, I'm being told, as well, on the text messages I'm getting.
Jupiter having... scored a couple of touchdowns and kicked a field goal, making it 17-0.
Yeah, I told you between the break, I said, this would be lopsided for a football game, a baseball game. It's really gotten out of hand. And you know what? The Mets, they're on the wrong end of it tonight, no question. They are getting beaten badly. It happens in baseball. But the Mets, for a long time this year, had the worst record in minor league baseball. They've straightened it out a little bit in the last few weeks. They've dug themselves out of that basement. but they still had an overall bad record.
As Rylan Thomas gets into one towards center field, but coming on for it is Sanoha, able to make the first put out. Cole Kersiper still out on the mound for Jupiter, and why not? He's only given up one hit through five, now five and a third, and has looked every bit the part. And now in line for what would be his third win this season over these Mets. You have to think he enjoys pitching against this St. Lucie squad. He's done very well against the team in orange.
His biggest challenge tonight has been staying sharp and ready. We've seen him multiple times now pitching in the bullpen while his team is at the plate just to stay loose. And you start to think if that happens too many times, maybe they just pull the plug on him. Don't want to get him cold and hot again. But back to the Mets record, we know it's not been great, but they had not really been blown out.
As Williams skies this one out past first, going back to make the play is Montgomery for the second out.
Yeah, until Saturday or Sunday when they lost 16-8, their largest margin of defeat was 7 runs, which is respectable. You see other good teams around the league lost by a lot worse than that. And then they lost 8 runs on Sunday, but even that game was 8-8 with an inning and a half left. So this is the first one where they've really taken it on the chin.
And now Reimer gets into one. That'll get down into the gap for a base hit. Reimer digging for second. The throw comes in, but Reimer cruises in with a stand-up double. And that's the first extra base hit of the afternoon for the Mets.
Well, Reimer's got to hit both games now. So that'll make it 20 of his last 23 with the hit. And his hitting streak is now up to 7 games. Recall not too long ago he had an 8-game hitting streak. So he's followed his 8-gamer with a 7-gamer after busted up by 1 game. So gather something from this game from somebody.
Yeah, Reimer took his time through the first 2 at-bats, but stings one in the air there for a double. As you said, Adam, Mets searching for bright spots right now. And one has continued to be Jacob Reimer through late June. He's batting over 375 this month.
For the Mets, you know, last inning and a half here, get what you can, get in the bus, flush, and start new again tomorrow. And really, you don't want to lay an egg tomorrow. You'd like to see a bounce-back effort and more competitiveness. But the big one is flush all this out before Friday, because Friday you're given new life. The first half ends on Thursday. It's all back to square one. You see a Palm Beach team won the first half, playing poorly at the end of the second half. Jupiter, until today, had been playing poorly. Daytona, who you've been playing tough against but not getting a lot of wins, is under 500. It's probably the best team going in the East. So if they can flush today, get some momentum tomorrow, and start anew on Friday, what's happening tonight will be long forgotten.
Karell Paz swings through a fastball. He goes down on strikes. Mets go down in the inning. They do get another hit off of Cole Kersiper, but they have been few and far between. It's probably going to be his last inning of work, and he'll leave with 6 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, no runs, and just a fantastic performance, a quality start out of the 24-year-old left-hander. Jupiter comes up in the bottom of the inning, and we come back.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And you're listening to John DeStefano, joined by Adam McDonald. Pick things up in the bottom of the sixth inning. What has become just an unbelievable night here in Jupiter, as the Hammerheads all over the Mets, 17-0. Now Javier Sanoha back at the plate for what is his fifth at bat, and we are in just the sixth inning.
And it is amazing. The Mets won their first three games against Palm Beach last week, had a chance to win the fourth, and they were denied a full game, lost 1-0 in five innings. Bounced back, won the suspended game. So they'd won 4-5. And once this one's over, it's going to be followed by a three-game losing streak. And it's to look it up, but it's Mets had that nine-game losing streak against the combination of the Cardinals and the Tortugas. And after that, they went on a nice run. It's been a while since we've seen a streak of losing of any substance.
Sanoha chops one to third, fielded on a hop by Reimer. Good throw to first for the out.
Ooh, I hear some thunder. That's not good.
Yeah, there were some reports about weather maybe being a factor late in this game. But this one probably going to be good and over by the time we get any rainfall.
Shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have said that. Five outs to go. Yeah, the Mets, yeah, they haven't had a losing streak of more than two games since they had that nine-game losing streak against Daytona and Palm Beach. So that was a long time. That losing streak was ended on May 20th.
Williamson chops one to third. Reimer with a good glove and a good throw for the second out.
Talking about going, you know, over a month without losing more than two in a row. That's pretty good. Now, the Mets haven't had a long winning streak in that span. But if you can avoid any long losing streaks, then usually don't have to win a ton of games in a row to be playing good baseball and improve your record.
I think the biggest, the most impressive thing about the Mets' turnaround has been their ability to not just to stop losing series and actually take some. You know, they hadn't won a series until that Palm Beach series where they lost 4 out of 6, and then they came back and they haven't lost a series since. So, you know, the turnaround and the proof is there. The proof is in the pudding. They can do this. It's just they haven't been able to connect enough wins in a row. Right now, the longest winning streak of the season stands at 4. And that, excuse me, 3.
4 different times.
Then they've done that 3 different times. But the trouble is when you start getting into those 7, 8, 9-game losing streaks, those just can't happen.
Yeah, there was a couple. There was a 7-gamer and a 9-gamer in there for the Mets. And I think it's tough as this pitch is high. I think it's tough in a 6-game series to have long winning streaks because you're going to have to beat up the same team over and over and over again. And that can be difficult to do because this league is pretty evenly matched. I mean, we've seen it. Mets have had the worst record in the FSL all year, and they have their two series victories over the two teams with the best record in the FSL. So there's certainly parity, and that makes it tough for teams to string out long winning streaks.
A payoff pitch to Lewis is chopped towards second, fielded by Villavicencio. Strong throw to first, and a 1-2-3 inning, the very first of the game for St. Lucie pitching, sees Jupiter go down in order. It'll be Hernandez, Martinez, and Villavicencio coming up for the Mets in the final scheduled inning.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Well, John has taken you through six crazy innings. I'll finish it up from here. Lightning is in the area. The rain is starting, and the rain is getting heavier. The teams are leaving the field and leaving their dugouts and heading towards the locker rooms. They are not going to tarp the field. They're just tarping home plate, or rather, the mound. It doesn't look like they're going to tarp home plate either. What this means is that we're done with baseball for tonight. It's almost impossible to imagine, given the scenario on the scoreboard, the lightning in the area, the water now getting on the field with the rain, that we are going to resume baseball this evening. All that was left was for the Mets to bat in the top of the seventh of this seven-inning game. Jupiter up 17-0, just had its last at-bat. We have the umpires, a couple of members from each coaching staff meeting at home plate right now, looking at radars, phones. This can't be official. They can't call this game right now. They have to wait at least 30 minutes, and it being 8:50 right now, they got to wait till at least 9:20 to make this an official call, but it's not going to finish up tonight. And maybe, John, that's for a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's the merciful thing to do at this point. There's no reason to send everybody back out there for three more what you could easily consider meaningless outs at the end of this game. This game has been over for a while in effect, and soon will be over in reality.
So the Mets will fall to 23-41 with one game left in the first half. Jupiter is going to improve to 35-30 with one game left in the first half. They'll get their full 66 in. The Mets will end up with one canceled game in the first half. That was the one against Clearwater from a few weeks ago. Just getting word now that they have to wait 30 minutes for lightning, but once that is done, it will be official. That's the word from the press box. Appreciate Brennan McDonald stopping by and relaying that information. But it's been a lost day here for the Mets. They had a 2-0 lead in game one. After the top of the third, it was trimmed to 2-1. They held that 2-1 lead until one out in the bottom of the sixth inning, gave it up, and then in the seventh inning got walked off on three straight two-out hits. Game two, it was over almost from the get-go as Jupiter scored five in the second, three in the third, seven in the fourth, two more in the fifth. It's going to go down as the biggest margin of defeat for the Mets. Most runs they've given up, most runs they've lost by, 17-0 in a rain-shortened game. It'll be six full innings. Tomorrow, we are back to a regular nine-inning game with first pitch scheduled at 6:30. As for the weather, I mean, who knows? It wasn't supposed to be bad yesterday. It was. It was supposed to be pretty bad today. It wasn't. And then it looked like we weren't going to get game two in when we arrived at the stadium. Game two is no problem until about 5 minutes ago. So your guess is as good as mine for tomorrow. But plan on airtime at 6:20. With first pitch at 6:30. It'll be the last day of the half. Well, folks, that'll do it for this ball game, this broadcast, and this postgame show. Once again, your finals from Jupiter today. The Hammerheads win game one 3-2. and they win game two 17-0. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.